Hello, Lebanon Baptist Association. Welcome to another week of How Now Shall I LBA Weekly Thoughts. This week's thoughts concerning God's promises to you and I. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says this, "For as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes answer in Him, Christ. For this reason, we also utter the Amen, so be it, to God through Him in His person and by His agency, to the glory of God." Wow. God's promises are a yes to us in Him and through Him. Now, really let that sink in. That means we, God's people, His church, have been challenged by God to expect great and extraordinary things, not only from Him, but what He can and is willing to do in and through His people, His church, and the Lebanon Baptist Association as a whole. Folks, we serve an unchanging God, the same God that worked mightily through Moses, through Joshua, Elisha, Jonathan, the disciples, Paul, and what about individuals like George Mueller, Brain John Hyde, and countless others, is the same God we serve today in 2023. What set them apart from us today, though? Could it be that they sought the face of God in prayer, sought what He desires to do in and through them for His glory and purpose, and responded to Him? You could say their lives, prayers, and their response to Him was the amen to His promises. They didn't simply hope, they didn't simply wish, but their actions declared the amen. Today, in this dark, grim-looking world, in this world of vast lostness, and where folks are looking for answers and finding those answers in all the wrong places, we, His people, the LBA, must rise up and recover the exciting implications of His promises to us. We, the church, individuals, and the LBA are challenged to build, live, move, and serve based on the conviction that God is unchanging and His promises are a yes to us in and through Him. May that conviction be the source of our courage, our faith, our strength, and cause us to seek greater service to and for Him. And thus, it would cause our prayers, our lives, our ministries to match His promises so that we can be, for His glory and His purpose, the Amen. Our Father God, as I bow before You, Father, we are challenged because of Your word, that Lord, that Your promises are to us, and they are a yes to us in and through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray that my fellow co-laborers in Christ we would, as an LBA, as individual churches, and as individuals, Lord, that our prayers, that our lives that we live would be in response to who You are and those promises. That, Father, that it would direct the way that we pray. It would direct the way that we seek to do ministry. Or it would direct the way that we seek to live out our faith. And may it be the amen declared loudly and with unification that You are God Almighty, So, Father, may you bless. We ask that your hand would be upon each and every church, that, Father, your hand would be upon your people, and that, Father, your hand would be upon the Lebanon Baptist Association. That, Father, as we seek your face in prayer, that, Father, we seek to know what it is, Lord, that you want us to do. Now, Lord, we know that you want us to share. We know that you want us to make disciples. Father, we know that it's beyond just Southwest Virginia. But that, Father, we seek to know in what ways do you want us to do it. So, Lord, draw us together. And may we strengthen one another. May we encourage one another. May we challenge one another. May we pray with one another as we together seek your face to do all that you've called us to do, Father. And may our response to you declare to the world the amen to who you are. Father, we love you, we praise you, and oh, we so thank you. Thank you that we serve the God today that is unchanging. And Lord, we just give you all the praise. Forgive us for where we fail you. But Father, use us mightily. Work through us mightily for your glory and for your purpose. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Folks, Lebanon Baptist Association, I just want you to know that I truly love you. I am praying for you. And may we as an association just really, Lord, may we as an association just God may bring us together even more so. And that we would accomplish everything that God would have us to do. I believe as I have so told you guys before, God has worked mightily through the Lebanon Baptist Association in the past. I believe God is working mightily through the association presently. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, God is going to work mightily through the Lebanon Baptist Association, 32 churches moving forward. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your support. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. And if I can help you in any way, you know, feel free to reach out to me. But love, prayers, and blessings to you, your families, and to the church that you serve. Thank you, guys. Love each. God bless.